It's a pleasure to welcome back Bill Murphy, chairman of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, working with Chris Powell on behalf of all global precious metals investors. Welcome back.
Good to hear from you.
Good to have you. And you know, the markets have been under some pressure, but the theme this week on Gold Seek from top analysts, including yourself, peak pessimism. It can't stay this bad forever. This is what happens before folks realize they've tossed it out with the bathwater.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And the sentiment is terrible. And what I've noticed this past few days and week, and I think it's a big deal, actually, is that the volatility in all markets is really starting to pick up big time. We've got the interest rates going up, the yield of the 10-year going to 3.2%. You've already had this surge in the oil market. You've got the dollar going up and down. NASDAQ has been doing the same yo-yo thing at 8,000. And pitiful silver has finally woken up in terms of volatility. They are attacking it almost every other day. It's so noticeable, but it's trading. It's coming back against it. And silver's been dead for so long and still going nowhere because of the J.P. Morgan crowd, but it's volatile. And I think the combination of all these things is telling us that we have some big things coming.
That's really the theme that Michael Pinto, he's coming to similar conclusions from a completely different angle. He says that we're already in a slow motion train wreck. It's just that virtually no one has recognized it. And he sees U.S. equities are going to do something that even the top money managers don't expect. They're going to be topping out in the next few months if they haven't already. There will really only be one go-to sector, and that's commodities. And within the commodities, he is a huge gold fan. Here's a little bit of levity. I think the listeners will enjoy an article from Daily Dispatches on Gata. A miner's just found a 90-kilogram precious metal nugget worth $15 million in just 4 days of work. It's going to completely make this Western Australian town probably look like a gold fever, gold rush days. So keeping that in mind, that's what we think could be coming. We think there really could be a gold rush. And Pinto agrees with you that this one will be unprecedented. Unlike 2001 to 2011, where we saw about a 12-year bull market, never a down year in 12 years for gold, this might not take 12 years. This might take 12 months or less for things to catapult higher, and they may never turn back.
Well, that's exactly my thoughts, and I think that's what we have coming. The suppression of gold and silver has been off the charts. I think it's going to end, and when it does end, the gold cartel, as I call them, and you're going to see gold and silver move up in breathtaking fashion, especially silver, because it's so cheap to gold and the cheapest asset in the world. And they're petrified of losing control of silver for that reason.
What do you think's going to happen? They're not going to have $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 for an ounce of gold. They're going to turn to the everyday person's gold. 80 silver dollars, you know, for the price of one gold coin? Once in a lifetime opportunity.
The once-in-a-lifetime deal is it, and I think that the move up in silver was going to be somewhat the way the Bitcoin moved in 2017. I mean, nothing may ever again be like that, but this is what's coming in silver, and it's going to blow people away because we just don't think it's the physical silver's there, and when it goes, there's going to be a scramble to get it because unlike gold, people who the industry who uses silver have to have it. Doesn't matter what the price is, whether it's $14 an ounce or $50, you got to have it for your making. So I think once the scramble is on for silver, it's going to be breathtaking. That's going to be the leader in the sense of explosive price.
There are a lot of interesting similarities, or at least parallels, between silver today and Bitcoin circa early 2017. We had a 20-fold rise. I was right there. Maybe I was lucky, but I saw the uptrend at around 900. And I started telling my subscribers and the whole show, you know, Bitcoin's at 900, it's at 1,000, and as long as this trend's up, we're going to ride it, folks. Was I expecting a 20-fold move in 12 months? No. We give silver dollars to everybody in the family. It is tangible. You can hold it in your hand. You can exchange it. Silver dimes. You can tell their friends about it. And then they go tell their friends about it. And they give a few little silver dimes and quarters and half dollars to everybody. You know, that I just collected by picking through the local bank. I'd ask the tellers, hey, can I have a couple of 50-cent rolls? And you find four each time you go to the bank. And then you distribute them to your friends. Poor man's gold is going to become the new gold. I'm not predicting one-to-one gold to silver. But would it surprise me if in the next 5 or 10 years it didn't happen? No. Palladium is on track now. And this, I remember when it was $100, $200. It's on track to $1,000, and it's headed straight to the price of gold. Why can't AG?
Well, that's a good point. You know what? Even if it goes up half as much as Bitcoin at 10 times, you're talking about $140, $150 silver price. And if you go back historically, what it was able to do in 1980, I know that was somewhat of a fluke with the hunts and so on, but it got there, doesn't matter how, 39 years ago. So something to triple in price where it was 39 years ago.
It's making the assumption that gold stays around $1,300, $1,400. But if it goes anywhere near where we think it is, let's just say most conservative estimate $2,500, and you put a 10-to-1 gold to silver ratio on top of that, I mean, it doesn't take a math PhD, $250 silver. And again, a lot of our guests here, some pretty sharp folks. I mean, we're talking billionaires and folks who are like yourself. They've carved out their niche in the markets, calling for $10,000 at the low end on gold, putting silver at $1,000, just if market forces remain tame and under control and non-manipulated and everything's orderly and there are no force majeures or defaults on the LBMA, COMEX, or on the Shanghai exchanges, Perth Mint. While it's easy to receive a lot of these physical metals via the amazing distribution and delivery system we have today that we didn't have, as you say, 39 years ago, the problem is there are fewer and fewer big distributors. There's a whole lot more interested parties by a factor of 10 or 20 fold, and at last check, about 10 times more money sloshing around the world. If you don't include notional derivatives, just it's so opaque, it's almost impossible to decipher. According to the latest source here by Ronan Manley, they're trading at least 130 times more paper contracts of gold on the London Exchange, the LBMA, than they have in their vault, which he claims is the largest Ponzi scheme since way before Ponzi was ever born. Right now, the markets are trading 11 times more gold than has ever been mined in the existence of mankind. How does that not fall apart?
Well, that's a good example of what God has been talking about for 20 years and how the manipulation of the gold and silver markets, what it's gone to and what it's taken to keep the prices down and how out of control it is. And Ronan's a very smart guy, and this is what's going to lead to the blow-up that we just talked about. When this thing, when the S hits the fan and they lose control, and all of a sudden it just isn't going to be there, and there's a good amount of spec shorts now in both precious metals, and when they try to cover, I think you got to scramble. I think it's the key for short term is 12, 15 gold and $15 silver. If they've been stopping it on every advance towards that level, if they fail, look out above.
The metals are so suppressed. I mean, it's lower than whale excrement. It's about as low as it can possibly get. And as you say, when the guano hits the oscillating device, it's all over. And just another little, you know, mental illustration, if folks will indulge me just briefly. In the same article, they go on to point out, while there's so little gold in people's vaults, the real trick here is rehypothecation, which is just financial vernacular for unallocated gold. It ain't there. I think that those days are numbered.
But God has been saying forever that a lot of their central bank gold is gone because it's been used to secretly suppress the gold price. That's how they've done it. And they just kind of, that's when they're going to hit the wall and they won't be able to do it anymore. I've been talking about an end game for a while now, and I'm hoping this is it today. This is just the last straw of this nonsense.
I know that you've talked recently about the Exchange Stabilization Fund. This is something that Michael Pinto has also watched closely, and many of our other guests. This Exchange Stabilization Fund, some people refer to it as a plunge protection team, or that might be just an offshoot of it, involves the Bank of International Settlements, the Federal Reserve, and of course the U.S. Treasury.
Three letters, RIG, rig, secretly, and do what they want to do. And that's what they've done. And the plunge protection team got in, I think it was 1987 when they really came into the fore of entering the markets. But they've been in the stock market now on dips this past year or two, three, and make sure that it never fully corrects. Every time it looks like you're going to get a good correction, all of a sudden it's right back up again, make new highs. And of course, the reverse is true in gold and silver. They've been all over it. And this is what I'm hoping is going to change. And the evidence is, as I've already mentioned, is through this increased volatility in these markets. And that's where they can lose control when all of a sudden these markets get out of control from a rigging standpoint. And we're getting closer and closer. And it could, you know, everything could change next week or we're months away. We just don't know. Nobody does.
Bill Murphy, Gotta.org, as well as La Metropole Cafe, we'd like to hear how we can certainly sign up to receive, you know, a subscription to La Metropole Cafe.
Well, for La Methyl Cafe, you can sign up for a 2-week free trial. Argata with my colleague Chris Fowler does a fantastic job. Just got back a while ago from Europe to spread the word. You can go to www.argata.org and get on his list.
Very good. Bill Murphy, we appreciate your thoughts.